with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by Julieland.com. Today, as always, I am joined by Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you.
I believe those were called pregnant pauses.
Thank you.
How you doing today, Dick?
I'm actually good.
Yeah?
I'm actually real good.
So, today, we did this
with... Was
that
convincing? Because I'm trying to be positive when I'm really not.
Is it
because I'm hating everything and everyone?
I'm taking new pills to make myself positive.
See, I'm just using other kinds of drugs. But yeah. Go ahead.
I go better life through modern, you know, whatever the psychiatrist will give me exactly. To make me appear to be a better person.
I feel you.
So we did this a couple weeks ago with Asa Akira, where we just kind of did an off the wall topic episode.
Is that the one where you talked about donkey sex?
No, that was the basically the obscenity issue where we are issue like it's a magazine.
Oh, that's right, that's
the
right
episode.
Right.
Oh yeah, donkey sex, incest,
Asa, and Asa
rape
was
bands,
amazing.
The game, it was amazing.
Yep.
But today, my
who do
guest,
we have
Mr. Ralph Long, and today
the
we're
hottest
going to play,
guy in porn.
He is. Today we're going to play a game called What the Fuck. Exactly.
Did you just say a dirty word?
I did. So, hey, Ralph Long, what the fuck?
I got two words for you. Rocco Reed. That's on our subject today.
Okay.
Figured it out. We'll talk about our mutual friend, Rocco Reed.
Okay, so today, anything goes. We're going to talk about any topic except for religion and politics. And that usually sneaks in anyhow. But anyhow, here we go. Rocco Reed.
Rocco Reed.
I haven't seen Rocco
Me
in a couple
either.
Years.
He disappeared.
He went from straight porn to gay porn to CrossFit land.
Yeah, and he broke the barrier, right?
Oh, he totally, not the condom barrier. He actually used them. No, but I mean, he went from straight to now I'm doing gay porn.
Correct.
So, Rocco Reed, gay or straight? And Rocco, if you're listening to this, I am so sorry.
And we love you, man. We're just trying to figure you out.
Okay. So, Rocco Reed, gay or straight?
Definitely bi.
See, where I grew up, there's no such thing as bi for a man.
It's one or the other.
He did not grow up in West Hollywood.
No, I did kind of. When I first moved to LA, I think I told you this, I worked at a black and white lab where everybody was gay in it except me and the owner. And all my gay friends, which to this day is my best friend is gay, they used to have these rules in the dark room. We'd have these discussions in the dark room. Let me tell you, strange things went on. But they would always say to me, like, if you suck cock once, that's it, you're gay. And they used to have all these things about, they used to always say, okay. They had these great sayings that like, inside every straight man, there's a gay man wanting to come out, and that they always felt that every guy wants to be gay, but they just don't want to admit it.
True.
And they said, like, you could be married for 40 years, have 4 kids and 3 grandkids, and fuck your wife in front of a crowded room and with a smile on your face, and you still want to be gay. And I'd sit there and go like, no. Like,
well, since this is more with Mo, let's see where we can go with this because I'm changing the topic now because I can. We're going to BJ's in the dark room.
No.
BJ's
Come
in
on.
The dark room.
Let's call it molestation in the dark
Hold
room.
Hold on. Have you gotten a BJ in the dark room?
No.
Well,
not those days. In high school, yeah.
In high school. The high school dark room,
oh
you got
God,
blown.
Yeah. Every girl you went out with, hey, let's go into the dark room and see what develops.
Nice.
Let's go make some enlargements.
When I was in college, when I was in art school, my ex-girlfriend, she
ever
did
take
that.
Girls in
she
dark rooms?
No, not in high school.
Did you ever take a photo class?
What, the dark room? No, not till college.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I took one.
What did you take pictures of?
Oh, we had to take a photography class that took pictures of plants. It was black and white photography.
He's like Ansel Adams.
That
over
was
here.
The assignment. I had to go take pictures of plants. So it was in Pittsburgh. So I went around to the park and I took pictures of
wait. Hold
flowers.
On. Hold on. Watch how I can group this together real quick. Have you ever taken pictures of fisting?
No.
Oh, well, there we go. I was going to say he could be the new Robert Mapplethorpe, flowers and fisting.
Flowers
but no.
And fisting.
So you've never taken a picture of
but
a chick getting
Did you
fisted?
Ever take a girl in a dark room, though?
No, I never fucked in the dark room. No, I didn't.
Those are the good old days.
Wow.
I took one semester and I was in there like twice. No.
So you don't know what grade you got for that?
I know what grade I got for it, but no. I didn't take a girl back there to fuck
sure,
her. No, I
could just, I could
lie and tell you some bullshit.
I could
I
just
never.
See like a semester of flowers and then just kind of go, you know, this is really, photography
well,
sucks.
Well, we took that. I mean, that was the first time I went in the dark. We took different subjects, but it was just like, I remember flowers was
and
the
then
first
like,
one.
I could just see though after the semester, like flowers. And then like at the end of the semester, I go, this sucks. I want to move to LA and shoot porn.
Exactly.
Well, no, I didn't even like going to, I went to film school to just, I don't know.
Oh, whoa. He went to film school.
I did. We had to take general courses just like everyone else.
Like math?
Yeah. Okay. Chemistry. English.
So how long were you in film school? Did
4
you graduate?
Years. Yeah,
oh,
I got
so
a bachelor, yeah.
Where at?
Point Park University.
Very cool.
And I think this is fitting. What the fuck, Ralph? Why are you in porn? Now, keeping in mind, I have a degree in commercial photography.
I know why.
Yeah, it's Isabella De Santos. De Santos.
I've heard of her. Yeah, she's a friend of the show.
Your whole career was based on getting to meet that girl, right? Like you...
She teleported the only way you a can, message to me.
You
like,
felt the only way you were going to meet Isabella
years ago
was
saying,
yeah,
you got to get into
yeah, yeah. The fact that she was a minor at the time didn't matter, but
wait, is that where the minors were from? Was Columbia? Yeah. Is that where it was? Sorry.
No. I came out.
But I move on.
I was in the military and I came back to the States in 2002 and I went to school and went back to Pittsburgh, went to film school. Came out to L.A. in 2005. I worked on one, what got me into porn, I worked on a Showtime movie with Ron Jeremy, One-Eyed Monster, which I was
a PA.
One of the assistant directors.
Oh, cool.
So I got to meet Ron, and that's when the first time I actually met porn people.
And you were like, oh my
God. It was at the rap party. Is when we had, you know, the big party, and then there was more porn people that came there. And
what was the first porn girl you met?
I think it was Chelsea Ray. She had a website called Extreme Chelsea Ray. I believe that was her name.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to do a scene for her website. So, you know, she explained you had to go down to AIM and get tested and stuff. So it took me a while. We exchanged numbers. So then I went down there and then I got tested. And then I had my clean test, but it was a chicken shit. I didn't want to do it. I was like, ah. And then they hit me up. It was like, come on. And then it was like the last week of my test. I was like, okay, fine, fuck it. So I went to her house. She had her friend shoot it. And it was easy as hell. At first, I thought that was the way porn was going to be. I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is easy. You know, air conditioning, there's no lights. I was like, this is easy. What's everyone complaining about? Yeah.
This is the easiest job.
It was a private.
Well, yeah, I felt that. Yeah,
you sound like a hooker.
No,
exactly.
I didn't even get paid.
Exactly.
I didn't even get paid, goddamn.
A bad hooker.
I am a bad hooker.
Content trade.
No, I didn't even get the content, man. I didn't get shit. I was like, damn, I fucked a porn girl. All right, cool. Yeah. So I was excited as shit. She passed my number around. Then I ended
you
up working.
Passed around like a prison bitch.
No. It was crazy. So my second scene was for an internet company. It was just a blowjob scene. So a girl blew me. And again.
Oh, I thought you said you were blowing some guy.
No. So it was fine. I mean, like, I got through it. It wasn't shit. It was just weird to have a dude actually film me this time. So
okay, noting that we are not on video, but he just gave the jerk-off symbol while he said the cameraman was filming.
No, so...
The cameraman was jerking off on him.
Nah. No, so that scene went fine. It wasn't until my real, real big shoot. It was like a mini feature. It was like my third. And I mean, that's when I got nervous and I bombed. That was the one scene I fucking, sucked at. I got to set... And it's a lot of people on set. And then I was like, oh shit, what's this? They turned, there's like no AC. I was like, oh, there's a bit like 6-7 camera, you know, like there's two cameramen, sound guy. I'm like, woo, hello.
Hi, everybody.
So, who invited these people?
They're like, well, we'll not take stills yet because I was nervous as shit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man. They're like,
who was the girl?
It was a Siberian chick. Real pale chick from Siberia.
Mia. A really pale chick from Siberia.
I don't remember. Mia something. Damn it.
It's okay.
But yeah, she was very cold. It was a weird scene, man. Yeah. So I was like, fuck. They're like, we're not going to do stills. Just get into the video. And they put a pillow over your head. You know, that way you block everything out. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm on the bed. I lay the pillow on my head. She sucks my dick. I get hard. I'm like, woohoo. I'm hard. I know I'm hard. So they're rolling and rolling. I get through. Okay, first bit, I'm like, woohoo. Then the pillow came off. I'm like, oh, shit. Hi, everybody.
The Viagra kicked in.
No. This gets funny. So I go into so we do doggy style first. I go inside. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm fucking that damn.
Everything's working. I'm
it's
feeling
working.
Good.
It's fine.
Like, you're having a conversation with yourself. Like I'm all good.
I get nervous. You know, they're like stop, relight and shit. So I'm still pumping away, and then they're like, they're going to her face, you know? I got the urge to come. I didn't know what the fuck to do. So I was like, oh, shit. So I pull out, and I just come. I didn't tell nobody. I was quiet. I was like, oh, no. And I pull out. And I got to pull out in to, like, pump. I pulled out trying not to come, and I just start coming. And they're on her face. They don't even get the pop. So they're like, oh. I'm like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, fuck. I'm sitting there. I came. They didn't get it. I came early. So they're all looking at me. Yeah, cut. You know, everyone's, oh, Jesus.
Who brought this rookie
new guy? You know, this fucking new guy. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Rookie mistake.
So they put you down in the corner like, fuck. They're like, So then I think one of the PAs come over, like, here, take this Viagra. You know, we don't got time to waste. Oh, I'm like, oh, no. I take it. Giving me water. God damn it. They're like, you got nothing. I'm still fucking soft. They give me another one. Like, another God. Dude, I was so lightheaded. I never got, like, I was so fucking nervous. Then they start, like, getting mad. I was like, man, I didn't know. Like, how the hell the girl's getting all snobby? I'm like, I'm not sexually turned on right now.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
This story is run long, and I just want to say what I've learned from this story. If you meet Ron Jeremy, you get to do a content trade,
yes.
Get a blowjob, and try Viagra.
Yes.
This is what I've learned from this entire story.
I hate
story.
To disappoint you. I have met Ron Jeremy, and I got none of that.
You know, Andre Madness had known Ron Jeremy for years. They've known each other since he got in the industry. And I'd never met Ron. And it was one of my big things was, they were very close. And I wanted Andre to introduce me. I didn't want to be, because usually it's AVN, usually it's these places. I didn't want to be the guy, oh, hi, Ron Jeremy, how are you? And so it was really cool to be able to go up and meet him and be introduced by somebody who knew him. And it made it made me feel better. Now I found out that Ralph Long could introduce me any day of the week.
Yeah, I've shot a lot of movies with Ron. He actually, me and him did a fight sequence in The Karate Kid. He plays the judge. He kicks me. He does a roundhouse kick. Even as big as he is, he's still able to do karate. So we put it into the scene where he kicks my ass. So yeah, me and Ron fight for a brief 2 minutes. Wow. He wins.
Did you know that the apartment complex that was in The Karate Kid still stands to this day?
Yes, we actually used a part of that in that movie.
You did?
We did.
Out in front of the... It was called the Twin Palms in the movie.
Still there. Yeah, I found it.
Look it up. You can find any location.
It's such a shitty place, too.
Exactly.
I went there. I'm like, what the hell?
Trying to look for Ralph Macchio. Hey, Ralph, where are you?
Well, I just wonder, can you rent that apartment?
Yes.
Can you go?
I don't know about that one.
Is it more expensive? That one that's up in the corner that was...
Not in that area and shit. There's no way, man. There's no
way. But just because it was the Karate Kid apartment.
It's like... They give you a complimentary DVD when you rent it here. Have a fucking Karate Kid. This is where you live in. This was in the movie.
I was looking up like stupid locations. I found out the Brady Bunch house is near me. But I want to hike up through Griffith Park and see the Batcave from the old show.
Yeah.
So my question is, thoughts on Ben Affleck as Batman?
All I have to say is Daredevil. Ooh.
Daredevil was a poor.
Yeah, but let's go further back. Dazed and Confused.
Exactly. Yeah.
But everybody has a good film, bad film.
No, but we gotta go superhero films.
I'm not gonna say anything bad about him until it comes out. Like, do I think I hope it's good for many reasons. I hope he does a good job, but it's gonna be tough to. Because he's going to get compared to Christian Bale the whole time. I feel bad for him.
Now, he looked pretty buff in that. Do you think that he took steroids like many of the guys in the industry?
Like Sylvester Stallone?
I was meaning the porn industry.
Oh. Guys in porn industry take steroids?
Ralph does?
Yeah, I'm a big steroid user.
You're
as
on
you
the
can
juice?
Tell. Yeah, you could tell,
dude.
Man. Yeah, look at my
I didn't see a six pack. I saw a keg.
Now, Ralph Long is showing. Exactly. Wait. Hold on. Ralph Long just showed us this. Tummy, if you will. I kind of wanted to rub it. You're trimmed.
Yeah, baby.
You trim your hair?
Yeah.
Do you like mow the lawn? You do that whole thing?
Yeah.
Really?
I get the Brazilian wax. I get my ass bleached at the whole nine yards.
Have you ever got your ass waxed?
I think a girl spit bleach in my ass one time. That's the closest it came.
Not bleach. No, actual wax. Have you got
wax?
Yeah, I've ever gotten it waxed.
Uh-uh. Why don't we do an episode where we do a live show? Me and Mo go in and get our ass waxed.
wait, hold
come on.
We can go to Pink Cheeks over on Ventura
Pink
Boulevard.
Cheeks, yeah.
They did a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, that'll be a good episode. Richard, hearing you guys scream.
Richard, have you ever done cheek. Any of that? Any of the weird stuff, waxing? Do you groom yourself?
I use laser. I go to laser. I get everything lasered off. I like to be smooth as a baby's butt. Girls like it that way.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever shaved your girlfriend's pussy?
I have not.
No?
Normally shaves herself, and she's growing out a bush now. The sad part is that I really have no desire to. It has zero interest to me. I have no idea why, but I just...
Bush...
I mean, the bush is
landing strip. Yes.
Right now, it's kind of chia pet. Yeah. I'm not quite sure, but she's mowed it down, so it's kind of more of a like a triangle thing. And I prefer my plate to my plate to be clean. I'm not so she keeps it north of the border.
Your plate to be clean.
Yeah, and I don't like fur that goes all the way through the butthole.
No vegetables, no fruit.
He's
I want it clean.
No, so the shaving thing. I know if I asked her, she told okay. I mean, and let's put it on clips for sale. Yeah. I mean, she would instantly be like, yeah, let's do this. And I just never.
Yeah.
So can I ask Ralph a question?
Sure.
Since we're talking about all sorts of shit today.
Yeah, it's whatever.
It's what the fuck. So how long have you been shooting porn now?
Really all about porn?
Since 2006.
Okay, since 2006. What has changed for you in all these years? What has changed have you felt in the industry? The type of shit you're shooting, the girls? What are the big differences in all these years that you've been doing this shit?
Well, the companies have declined. So like back in the day, there was like, oh my God, there were so many different companies. And
they paid pretty well?
Oh yeah. I mean, the pay starting out was way better back then. And the shoots were quicker. There wasn't really much. You had, guys that shot for DVD. You had guys that shot for internet.
Right.
And even the internet guys didn't take that many stills. It wasn't until, I think, 2007 or 8 is when things started. I noticed a change when it was like 1,000 stills. Yeah. And it was like standard 5 minutes of position for, it's like really robotic. And it was like, what? What is all this? Because like back in the day, it's pick up your camera.
And fuck.
And it was like shitty lighting, shitty cameras.
Yeah, it was straight up Gonzo.
And it was just Gonzo. It was just like just half fun. You just no dialogue. You just
fuck.
Normally the girl would just sit there, strip down naked, rub her pussy, and you walk in butt naked, and you just get it on.
Red Light District is what I used to watch a lot of, and that was the whole thing. Is they would have a theme, like one in the pink, one in the stink. What's this movie about? There's going to be a chick there that does some sort of thing to get out of her clothes. John Strong and Mike Stefano are going to go bang her on the same couch for three different, and it's like the same thing over and over again. Now, did you ever work for Red Light District back early in your career? Would you have ever thought, now Red Light District when you got in, was around the Paris Hilton time. Mm-hmm. They had money.
They were a big
company. You are now pretty much the only director that distributes through Red Light District.
I laughed. I was like, it started out with Vince and...
Vince Voyer, Eric Everhard.
Manuel was over there. It ends with Ralphie. I'm the last motherfucker here. I'm like,
I mean, we went from A-list to D-list within 8 years.
I'd say more like... Q.
But no, I mean, they had the top. I mean, the last stand was probably Stefano, and they had
Juan Cuba and Stefano.
And that was pretty much the end, and they were quiet. But I mean, you're talking about a powerhouse company that was bigger than Elegant.
Yeah, but they didn't diversify. Anything. They just kept that same style, and they didn't diversify. They didn't change anything. And I just think.
Now, do you think a lot of companies did that? And that's why we're seeing more sinking?
Well, I think right now the problem is there's just too much of everything.
Well, I just think there's too much free stuff.
That's something. Too much of everything. Too many girls. Too much this. Too much free. Too much. It's just too much. Too much.
Well, there was like way more girls back in the day, I would think, because I remember like most of the agencies had like 100+ girls.
Well, when it was Gold Star Type 9.
Further back than that, though. If I go further back with my Julie, I mean, at the time when my Julie was number one girl in the industry, I mean, there was. Literally 30 porn stars.
And
I mean,
Jim's really House repped them all.
My Julie was represented by Lucky Smith, and he had Julia Ann, Shayla LaVeau, and a couple other girls. And then, like, otherwise than that, it was like there was the VCA girls, the Vivid girls, and the Wicked girls. And like,
And back in even when I got in 2006, there was a lot of parties, a lot of like rap parties, a lot of premiere parties.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
Party. And those parties were not easy to get into.
Exactly.
You had to be on a list. I remember my first party, it was like, and I met Evan Stone and Tommy Gunn.
Yeah.
And they were just like, I mean, I'm friends with them now, but it was just like very, it was like you could tell where the A list people were. Then you had the B list, and it was like the C. They all had their little groups, and they didn't, it was weird, man. It was like,
I remember when I was invited to, actually, it was Tommy Gunn and I can't even think of his name right now. They did a 3D movie and was one of the first. And so we went through I met Tommy when I first started working with New Sensations, and that's how I kind of introduced him. Exactly. And he was a good guy, and he invited me, and it was like a cool party. Now it's, first of all, I don't want to go to a party.
Now it's like the porn parties are shared with some other bullshit party. Exactly. So it's like, we don't have money to rent this club, so we're going to tag along with someone else's party and just pay a little bit, and we'll just be in this little section of this bar.
I want to say the other person was Marcus London. I feel like a dick because I forgot.
What year, what was your first year at AVN?
2007? Okay. 2007.
See, mine was 1990.
Now, had you been there before non-performer?
No.
See, I'd been going since like 2003. Before I got into porn as a fan. And
you went as a fan?
Creeper. Yeah, I love it.
Creeper.
I have pictures. It's so frightening because I'm friends with Mika Tan.
Creeper.
And I went through and found some photos from 04 and I was fucking fat. I won't publish these photos because I was so fat.
Sweating all over Mika. Yeah.
No, but she's pretending to blow me in this picture and I have a stupid look on my
face. She actually blew you later, didn't she?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Hey, dude, that's got to go up for photo today.
No, but it's funny is 10 years ago is when I met Mika. Mika and I were friends. We had offices. I would have never thought when I was a fan of her back then that, you know, I've hung at her house. And Mika has not blown me, but at some point in time, I will get her for Asian Mouth Club.
Yeah. Mika,
I think you guys,
and she's got to wear one of her costumes.
Yes. Have you ever been blown by Mika Tan?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
What movie was that?
Oh, Leisure Suit Ralphie.
Is that what it? You actually remember all scene, your B-list crap movies?
I do.
You're the Ed Wood.
How many movies have you done? Would you say? Just a guess.
100? 100? 200? Probably over the years. Yeah.
What is your all-time favorite movie you've directed?
You mean like retarded wise?
If I said to you, give me the one movie that shows who you are, your style, your passion, your technique, what movie would it be?
Duke Fuckem.
Duke
Fuckem. Out of Bella Anderson, I spent all this money on talent.
Rub it in.
Ron Jeremy's the main star in the movie.
You got to call her for me.
I got a lot of cameos. I got like Jim Powers in it. I got a lot of Brandon Irons. I just went around and just shot all my friends.
I have not yet been in a Ralph Long thing. He's offered me a POV BJC in a couple many movies. Times. But doing like 22 Jumps Fuck Street or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he goes, I'll put you in it. And I was like, I'm not being the fat cop in this movie.
I said, look, you chase some chick down, and she beats you up and sucks your cock.
No,
and
I was like,
you should do that.
No, there's no way.
That would be amazing.
It would be funny if me filming, you'd be giggling. You probably, I'll be like,
I'll be there shooting. I'll do a documentary on the making of the scene, and it'll be on your site.
This is a Mo on the go.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely
a Mo
weird.
Not so go.
So what do you think? Parodies, you're still plugging along on that, or did you give up?
I just stick to niches now. I mean, like, I'd like to do a parody again. It's just, I don't know, I think it's dead.
What's your niche now?
Just like the butts.
Yeah. You like butts?
Butts, yeah.
Anal?
No.
Have you shot any really good girls lately?
Isabella de Santos.
I never heard of her.
Sophia Steele.
Because no girls excite me anymore. Like, I haven't. The last 6 months, I'm just like falling asleep.
Who's been new?
I need a girl to, like, make me crazy.
Well, they got that, like, Keisha Gray's good.
What about Keisha Cakes?
Keisha Cakes.
For all the fans of Keisha Cakes out there. You're welcome.
Who is that? I don't even know who.
Yeah, go look her up.
Okay.
At Keisha Cakes. XXX, I think. Really quickly, I do want to bring up, because he is a fan of the ass, but not so much a fan of the anal. How do I know this? About 5 years ago.
I thought it was because of the fact that you had your finger in his ass.
Yeah, ass man. Asshole man.
We were on a movie called Scrubs.
Okay.
And he was playing the janitor on Scrubs. And there was a girl, I think her name, was it Missy Stone?
Yes.
Who they managed to, she was cool with doing anal.
I'm doing a boy-girl scene.
And they upped it to anal. Most guys would go, because she could take a dick in the ass. She was awesome. Most every guy would be like, fuck yeah, let's go. Ralph had to be talked into it because he didn't want to get shit on.
And I did get shit on, and I knew I was going to get shit on, and that was the thing. I was like,
and it's ruined you ever since.
Well,
traumatic.
She's a great performer, but I was like, oh, I've worked with her so much, and I was like,
But he had anal on his no list. He wouldn't do anal.
Yeah, because I was in Florida, and I was shooting for a company, pretty big down there, and they had this girl. They had this idiot director, and we're doing an anal scene. I know ahead, we're doing anal. She wants chili at Wendy's, and they give it to her. No shit. They give it to her, and I was like,
"Oh, this
why?
Is a real professional."
I said,
porn
"So,
set.
So she's eating. She's eating set. A little small. She's like, I just got a small thing of chili, and she's eating. And I'm like, why are you eating chili before an anal scene?'" She's like, "I do anal, and I eat all the time, and it doesn't really affect me." I go, "How many anal scenes have you done on camera?" She's like, "None." And I go, "Well, how many boy-girl scenes?" She's like, "I just did one like 2 days ago." So I'm like, "So you've never done anal on camera?" I was like, "How long is your normal anal sex with your boyfriend like at home? A couple minutes, like 3 minutes?" Yeah. I was like,
"Oh, it's like my house."
Oh, I was like, "Oh, hell no." I was like, "You know this is going to like be like 20 minutes of ass pounding, dude. I'll be fine." But what's the greatest part was, so we go to do the stills first. And she was doing reverse cowgirl, first anal position. And, dude, it was great because he gets down there with the photo because he was taking stills to the director. So I'm on the couch. He gets down below to get that shot. So he's down below me. So I put it in her butt, and her facial expression was great. Then all of a sudden, I get 3 pumps in for stills, and I can feel it. You know what I mean?
Suctioning out.
You feel it. She's like, "Oh, no," and I feel it. I'm plugged. And I was like, "Oh,
here it comes."
Shit. So
literally.
When I pulled out, it was straight diarrhea. And it gets all in his fucking face and his camera. And we're in a little studio with no fucking shower. So he's covered in shit. I'm covered in shit, but from my waist down. She's crying like hell.
It is the what the fuck episode.
Yeah. It is. And I just had the biggest smile on my face because I was laughing at the director like, "You fucking moron." He's like, "Oh, God, I got shit all over my camera." And I'm and so the worst part
was... It sounds
like
a bunch of amateurs.
It was. So then it gets better. So they're going around a stupid little studio that has no fuck. They have a bathroom but no shower. So they found some like paper towels and shit and rubbing alcohol. That's all we had. This asshole's rubbing his face for rubbing alcohol. So I just poured it on my fucking body. We changed a different spot because the couch is fucking ruined. But dude, we had to keep cutting, and that was like one of the hardest scenes. And after that day, I vowed that was like
right when I came back from Florida. Just a little sidebar here for all the listeners out there on pornstarlifecoach.com. There's an incredible article by the talented Phoenix Marie on how to do anal properly. I advise that you read it because she is the master.
Yeah.
Now, you've brought up a friend of the show, Isabella DeSantos, a few times. She's a friend of the show. Does she do anal?
She did one briefly for a big company, and then she's just saving it.
Okay, so she's saving it. So Elegant Angel should hit her up.
Pretty much.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. You know, throw it out there. Help out our friends of the show. Have you ever fucked Phoenix Marie in the ass?
Not anal. I worked with her a couple times, boy, girl.
Note that I said fuck her in the ass, and he said not anal.
I know.
No, I'm just thinking out loud. I remember I worked with her a lot. I'm just trying to think.
She could probably tell you what scene she did with it. She knows every scene she's ever done with everybody. I'm not kidding. Every scene, you can say to her, just say to her like, "Give me number scene 234. And she'll go, "Oh, that was with so-and-so, and I did this and then." She's like the Rain Man of porn. She like knows all her stats, everything. It's amazing. We've had her here many times.
I saw her at one of the shows. It wasn't ABN. Yeah. It was like Erotica back when they were doing
it. She's great. She's a really nice person.
Well, she comes up to me, and she's walking by, and she's, you know, I'm walking by. She's at her booth, and she's feeling all smart ass. And she's like, "So, Mo, are you still doing your BJ movie?"
Did you ever work with her?
I didn't. So she goes through and says, "Yeah, you don't want to do a scene with me because I can make you come in less than 5 minutes."
That's right. She made me pop early. And that's what she was laughing about. What the hell movie? It was for Brazzers back in the day. She pulled I was like, "Get off." "No, I got you, baby."
Yeah. No, and that's what she said.
No.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. And she's like, "I'll blow you." And I said, "Tell you what." I was feeling cocky. I was like, "Yeah, I can make it." And so I asked her, I said, "Tell you what, if you can make me come in less than 5 minutes, then you get your normal rate. But if I can last, you drop $100 off of it." She wouldn't go for it.
She'll laugh at a story.
She'll laugh at her story.
No, look at this. She got booked for I won't name names because it's bad things. She got booked for a real shitty company, but they were going to pay her rate. So she, and she had to fuck a fan. So they got, you know, it was a regular
I'll
fan.
I'll give you
got
three guesses who it is.
Yeah. Well, get in there. Yeah. So she got booked back in the day when she was new. They paid her her rate to do a boy-girl scene, but it was with an amateur guy that got tested, like a real true fan. So she sat on this guy's cock for literally 45 seconds, and he came.
Wow.
She got a rate. She goes, the scene's done. I fucked. I came. And he had to pay her. So she's like, fuck you.
Easy money.
You know? Yeah.
Well, all you have to do is you sell that as the scene that lasted a minute.
No, that's
the funny part is at that point, you can't even call it a scene. It's more like, it's not even that. It's like, it's almost foreplay. It's not even a scene, an actual scene at that short of a scene. It's like the buildup and.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
Well, Ralph Long, you're not as entertaining as Asa Akira.
Okay.
Or Isabella.
Yeah, no.
De Santos.
She was amazing. But, you know, the what the fuck episode, we'll have to do this again, probably with Asa Akira, because she's much better than you. Where can people find you out on the internet?
Ralph Long XXS on Twitter, and then in Mo's bedroom late at night.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Or with Mo.
Cuddling between Mo and Alex.
That's right.
Oh.
Each sucking on a titty.
Oh, wow. And there we go.
Hey, sharing is caring.
Well, you can find me on the internet at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can find my girlfriend, who's going to have her titty sucked on by Ralph Long, at AlexChanceXXX. You can find myself, but not Ralph Long, and Alex Chance on theaverageMo.com. Average guy, not so average job. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.